This month, Detroit is hosting the North American International Auto Show, our annual peek into the future of the car. It opened to the public today. One institution that takes a special interest in the show and the designs on display is Detroit's College for Creative Studies. CCS is a feeder school for the auto design business. And before the public opening, we were joined from the floor of the Kobo Center in Detroit by two students from the College for Creative Studies, Mark Risen and Leon Fitzpatrick. And first, Mark Risen, we've asked the two of you to check out the new Camry at the Toyota side of the auto show. This is supposed to be a very sporty version of a very popular car. I want you to describe it for us.
Okay, Rob. Well, I'm standing next to the new Camry, and of course, this has become the new family sedan and benchmark vehicle for the this proportion of a vehicle. I mean, the family sedan, you're seeing a long push for the hybrid vehicle. And what we're seeing is we're seeing a lot of influence from European styling. We're seeing more attention to detail, cues from the BMW 7 Series, like the trunk accents. You're seeing obviously more luggage space in the rear, but a stronger silhouette and a bit more of a presence.
And when you say attention to detail, as someone who's studying auto design, what does that mean to you?
Attention to detail comes down to the smallest detail, the fit and finish of the vehicle. Especially in the headlights, you're seeing, of course, factory projector headlights. You're seeing a finer attention to the grille. The grille's no longer plastic. It has a nice titanium finish. Lots of chrome on the front. And they also bring the chrome accents to the rear.
Now, Leon, what do you think of this sporty new Camry?
To Mark's point, I think you made a great point about this attention to detail and this refinement. And I think, you know, it's much more sporty looking, even slightly more aggressive looking in a lot of ways. It's going to appeal to the male market a little bit more, I think. You're also seeing a bit of Lexus's design language trickle down now into Camry. And that's kind of an important point, is you kind of see Lexus as being very separate from Toyota, being the high luxury line, very different. But I think people kind of want a bit more out of the Toyota now, and it's just made the Camry all that much better for it.
Now, what do you think about the idea of the Camry Hybrid, which I gather can get upwards of 40 miles per gallon in city driving?
Right. I mean, I think that's fantastic. Every year there's a very large truck, there's a SUV concept, there's a sports car concept, and there's always a lot of things that are very much excess, is very much over the top. But I think, to the point of the Camry, the hybrid is a fantastic idea. I mean, we're seeing a lot more responsibility towards the environment now. And we're looking at the way gas prices are going now, and I think it's very important that the future is going to be much more about alternate fuel sources or the hybrid, you know, the combining electric and the gasoline-powered systems.
Well, now we'd like you to go over to the next model that we're going to talk about. And this is a brief suspension of disbelief as our two auto design students walk over to see an American car.
Okay.
Chevy's new Camaro. I'll have a little traveling music while they're walking across the convention floor.
See the USA in your Chevrolet. America's asking you to car. Drive your Chevrolet through the USA. America's the greatest land of all. On a highway or a road along a levee, performance is sweeter, nothing can beat her. Life is completer in a Chevy.
Okay, now Leon Fitzpatrick and Mark Risen have arrived at the Chevy site of the new Chevrolet Camaro. And Leon, tell us what you see.
I see this beast of a car. I see this amazing return to the American muscle car. And when I say return, I don't mean that in a negative term, because it's very easy to get captured by this idea of retroism, this idea of going backwards. And I think the new Camaro has got a great stance. It's got a greatly pronounced shoulder, very sharp, razor-sharp lines on the side, but at the same time, a very aggressive stance, muscular. The front end is very it's intimidating. You see it in your rearview mirror, you're going to really notice, and it's a Camaro. And, you know, Chevy has done a great job, I think, of taking some of that language, that Camaro language, and bringing it forward, being more futuristic and not so retro, not so going backwards.
What do you think it is about 2006, 2007 that makes someone think America wants a muscle car like the Camaro back on the road?
Well, I don't know. I think there's a lot of factors going on there. I think for a while Chevy has had not very many serious rear-wheel drive cars. I mean, you've seen the success of the Mustang being brought back out. There is the Chevy Chevy GTO, which was brought over from an Australian model, Holden Monaro, and that was a rear-wheel drive sports car, and that's 6 liters, and that's it's very aggressive. It's sold very well in Australia. And like I said, there was a big gap in the market for that. You know, the Camaros and the Firebirds had been discontinued for a while now. And again, with the success of the Mustang and other vehicles like that, they decided that, you know, this is what people want.
Mark Risen, tell us what you see as you look at this a return of the Chevy Camaro, but as we've heard from Leon, not a retro design, a kind of a newer design.
Yeah, and for me as a student perspective, what's really exciting is I'm seeing a sketch on wheels. I'm seeing something that has been drawn out. It was a very emotional sketch, and it's come to life. And people respond to that emotion, and it's got great lines on it.
Now, this is still what they call a concept car, yes?
Correct.
It's not out. It's not ready for the showrooms yet.
What you can expect, though, is with the industry these days, is that they will do a concept, but this car is ready to roll out on the showroom floors within 3 years.
Thank you, guys. And now another suspension of disbelief. We're going to have you walk over to the Jeep Compass site to talk about a still different kind of car. This is a smallish SUV, small by SUV standards. And we're going to hear what our two students from Detroit's College for Creative Studies think of this one after we have a little traveling music once again.
Private Jackson had a girl he fondly called Bo Peep. Now Jackson didn't have a car, so drove by in a Jeep. They took a ride, the time flew by, and Bo Peep was in heaven. Till Jackson cried, Bo Peep, his Jeep's got to be in camp by 11. So little Bo Peep has lost her Jeep and don't know where to find it. Her soldier boy took it back to camp and left Bo Peep behind it.
Now, Leon Fitzpatrick and Mark Reisen have arrived at the Jeep Compass site, and we hear the sounds of falling water behind you, Mark Reisen.
Yes, it's definitely an experience when you walk into the Jeep booth every year. Whether it's falling waterfalls that have actually text falling from the sky, or there's all types of rock sculptures around me. They've got Jeeps climbing up the ceilings.
It obviously, design is of great importance to the people who are putting on display the Jeeps. And I want you to talk about the Jeep Compass, which I guess is distinguished from other Jeeps or SUVs, I guess, because it's a little bit smaller than those. Is that right?
Yes. What we're seeing is another break into the crossover vehicle. We're seeing something that's possibly a bit more wagon-esque, but it's a bit higher off the ground.
The grill on this Jeep Compass, I lack the vocabulary for it, but there are a series of sort of vertical openings. Everything seems to accentuate the height, the vertical line of the car.
Yes, of course. The seven-slot grill started with the original Willys Jeep from the military. They've stuck with it, and it continues to be their benchmark for their actual vehicle aesthetic.
Leon Fitzpatrick, I'm just looking at a picture of this Jeep Compass on the website, and it looks from my angle as if somebody sort of like took a clipper and gave it a buzz cut over the top.
It is very shaved, and you're looking at a slightly new a new design direction for Jeep here, and it's, you know, you see these pronounced fenders. These things can be a bit of a test too. They can gauge public reaction from this and go, hey, well, this worked really well. We can maybe do this the Grand Cherokee or the new Sport Cherokee or whatever's going to come out after this.
Well, Leon Fitzpatrick and Mark Reisen, both students at the College for Creative Studies in Detroit, thank you both for walking the auto show floor for us.
Thanks very much. Appreciate your time.
And thank you so much.
The North American International Auto Show runs through January 22nd in Detroit. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.